Well, you know, from the ag side of thing, it is still the number one economy for the state of Kansas. As agriculture goes, so goes Kansas. Even the Kansas City Metro, over 20% of their economy is related to agriculture. The reason they had the second largest train depot in the country is because it's full of those ag products. A lot of them made in my home area out there in the Big First District. So we got great prices. That's the good news. We have $8 wheat, $12 beans. But the bad news is because of inflation, we have high input cost, and that's not unique to Kansas. But when I'm going back and talking to my producers, that's what they're talking about it. So think about it. Fuel costs are up 60%. Fertilizers have tripled, and the herbicides, insecticides up a multiple of 6 right now. So again, we got good news. We got great prices, but boy, trying to grow next year's crop is really challenging. And the other, two other pieces of the puzzle, folks are now getting concerned about transporting those products out of Kansas. This the trucker issue, shortage going all the way to California. A lot of our stuff is shipped by train, but then as it gets clogged up there on the ports. So those are some of the big concerns for folks back home right now, would be just these inflationary costs and getting our products out. And then, we probably should talk a little bit about regulations if you want to. No one's really spending a lot of time worried about the regulations, but we're seeing WOTUS, Endangered Species Act, starting to rear their ugly head again as well.